Good morning, everybody. Well, obviously, it's before Hanukkah, so probably we'll talk about Hanukkah. At least, you know, just, you know, surrounding Hanukkah, Bezer Hashem. We mentioned many times, and everyone knows this, that there's two important things that we have to know about Hanukkah. First of all, we know that basically the holidays, the Moadim, are Sholosh Regolim and Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Now, the word Regel, which really means, Regolim means periods, but it also means feet, it hints that the Sholosh Regolim really are the foundation of the whole issue of being Jewish. The first regel, which is Pesach, which is the Cheirus, our freedom from this attachment from Yetzer Hara, Avodah Zarah, Malach HaMavos, and then Shavuos, which is Matan Torah, and then Sukkos, finally, which is Avas Hashem, which is closeness to Hashem. That's the expression of the Sukkah. We build home together, Kodesh Baruch Hu, relationship, etc., etc. Now, this is the most basic issues of the whole issue of Judaism. And very practically speaking, this is not our issue, but a person who really wants to become, to get the sweetness of the Yiddishkeit and really feel Yiddishkeit should make a big issue of the Moadim, of the Yom Tovim. There are people that Yom Tovim is a time to cook and to bake and to, it's, you know, it's a change, but it's not, but really the Moadim are very, very special times. And it's very important to understand them and to study them and to know them and to know how to utilize these wonderful times, because really they are the tzinoris. It's a cheap translation in English, the pipes, but the word tzinoris is more expressed it better, of all the kedusha that the Jewish people have in closeness to Hashem. Now, Chanukah and Purim, we make a mistake and we think that Chanukah and Purim are, well, because of a certain happening in history that the Jewish people had trouble with the Greeks, with the Ivonim, and Hashem made miracles. So you make the Hanukkah to commemorate the miracle. Just like it could be lahalocha that every person can make a private Purim, a private day to celebrate he and his family day that he was saved. And there are people who do that. Saved from a certain dangers, etc., etc. Chas v'shalom, someone is in a terrible accident and the car was smashed and he with his children came out 100% without a touch. You'll make this and this day will be a time to get together the family and say shiris v'tishbachis and get tzedakah and to celebrate and to thank Hashem. But it's a day of commemoration, so of a private issue, of a single issue, but it's not really part of the building of the whole personality. So we make a mistake and we think the Hanukkah is also like that and Purim is also like that, but it's wrong. Hanukkah and Purim really are incorporated in the Moadim. And there's a very interesting remez, and this remez is not mine. If it would be mine, it wouldn't mean anything. But the Ari HaKadosh says it, that when the Gemara says, Tichlo Regel Men Hashuk, it's a remez to teach us, it's hinting us that Hanukkah is a regel. And regel means it's a foundation of the whole issue of being Jewish. So when Hanukkah comes, it's not just to remember the Nisim and to say how on the Nisim, but it's a basic issue that we have to derive the beauty of the Moad and the depth of the Moad, and it's mamish, it's really part of our growing and our attachment to Hashem and our whole issue of being Jewish. And the same is true as Purim. Now we're going to describe today a little bit about Hanukkah and not about Purim. Purim is much, much, much more than Hanukkah. Purim is, Purim is the epitome of the whole year. But let's not talk about Purim now. Now, coming back to Hanukkah, we can't say Purim, you know, Hanukkah is also everything, just like you say, the brain is more than the heart, but without the heart, there's nothing there. So, coming to Hanukkah, so again, the first message is that Bezer Hashem, at the end of the week, and you people should be jealous of me, because I'll be in Israel. I like the Hanukkah candles in Israel. You should be jealous. It's not the same ball game. But I'll come upon him. Bezer Hashem, at the end of the week, all of us will become the midst of Hanukkah, and you know that women are mechuyev just as much as men. And when the husband lights, or the men light, whatever it is, So we actually have the Kiyum HaMitzvah, and it's eight wonderful days of gathering greatness and Kedusha, and as I said, not only in certain particular issues, but the most basic issues of our being Jewish. Introduction number one. Introduction number two. What makes Hanukkah very exclusive, and what is the specialty of Hanukkah, is the fact that it's not a moed. A moed means a holiday, Mikrei Kodesh, and the most basic issue of the moedim is the Isra Malocha, that we don't do work on moedim, on Shabbos, on the moedim. Now, Malocha, just to describe, what does it mean, going out to work? The Gemara says, the Akum Sheshovas, if a goy makes himself a holiday, and doesn't have to be Shabbos, it could be Shabbos, it could be Sunday, it could be Friday. It could be the Christian Sunday or the Muslim Friday, or if he decides to be a Seventh-day Adventist and he has a day of rest. So the Gemara says, Akum Sheshovas Chayev Misa. Really, halachically, according to the Jewish law, this person should be put to death. And the Rambam says we don't do this, even when the Jewish people were strong, they didn't do it factually. It's not like a goy who stole, etc. But it's like a goy who does something which theoretically chayav misa. And we learn it from a pasuk. The pasuk says, Yom v'layl lo yishbaisu. Hashem says, don't disturb the concept of day and night. In other words, nature. We live in a world of nature, and a person is obligated to live in the world of nature and not to destroy the world. What keeps the world rolling is work. Odom la'omo yulad. Because if you go to work, then people will have clothing and people will have food. And if people will be lazy around, then nothing can exist. So a guy has no permission ever to take a day off. Ever. Now, if he wants to take a day to go fishing, I don't know what the halacha is, but if he makes an official day of rest, the Gemara says, Akum Sheshavas Chayav Misa. Why? Because this concept is destruction of the world. The world is Odom La'omo Yulot. The world is a world of give and take. And give more important than take. And everyone has to go to the factories and go plow the fields so that everyone in the world should have what they need. The Jewish people have a lot of Moadim. And the concept of Moadim means destruction of the world. Exactly, that's what it means. Because the Jewish people have the energy to pick themselves above the world. And that's what Shabbos is. Shabbos is Me'ein Olam Haba. Shabbos really is destruction of the world. That's what Shabbos is, exactly what it means. It's a day that shovas, that nature stops. And we go into a greatness which is above nature. And the same thing, the whole concept of Moadim, Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkot, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, actually means these are days of Shabbos. The days that really the physical world stops existing, and we go into a higher spiritual world. And a higher spiritual world, for sure, there's no necessity for work. Now, these days are called Yomim Toivim. The word Toiv is a play on Vayar Elokim Yisra'or Ki Toiv. Days of light, days of perfection. And on these days, we really find ourselves above the mundane physical world that we find ourselves in every day. And it's a greatness that we get on Moadim, and it's a flash of lightning that we take with us for tomorrow, for the everyday. But there is a problem in the Moadim. The problem in the Moadim, we make Havdalah. And when we take that cup of wine, we say, Hamavdil ben Kodesh l'cho ben Ur l'choshech, and we say goodbye, and we sing goodbye to the Shabbos Kodesh, and we go back to the Choshech. And actually, it's a transition. You go back to Choshech. So Shabbos really, as beautiful as Shabbos is, really we don't practice on Shabbos how to confront the Choshech. And the Moed, which is exclusive to this issue of how to confront Choshech, how to confront problems in life, all kinds of problems, whether it's problems of parnasa, problems chas v'shalom of tragedy, problems of illness, problems, any kind of problem we have in our life. Moments of choshech. So when Shabbos comes, we have a rule, ki ilu kol malach de'asuyo. When Shabbos comes, we stop thinking about our problems. and we go back, and we go higher into a world of Kedusha and Betachan Hashem. But Mitzvah Shabbos, even though we still have sparks of Shabbos, but Mitzvah Shabbos, Shabbos ends. And the special moment, the special day, the regel, which means this most basic concept of training of how to confront the Choshech, these are the days of Chanukah. That's the issue of Chanukah. And that's why Chanukah is a ner. The most basic mitzvah of Chanukah is the candles. Chanukah is candles and halal, but let's talk about the candles. Now, what does candles mean? Candles means to confront the Choshech. There's a difference between the concept of a candle and the concept of light. Light usually refers to daylight. Daylight means that there is no darkness. When day comes, night isn't there. It's day, it's not night. When you light a candle, you don't turn the night into day. You put light within the night. You confront the darkness. And you find a way how to, within the darkness, how to find light. And that's what Chanukah is for. And Chanukah is the special moed that Hashem gave us. And that's why it was not originally in the Torah. Because originally the Torah was given to us to go into Eretz Israel and to have a Beis HaMikdash. And we should not need to confront the real darkness called Golus. But in the middle of the second Beis HaMikdash, when the situation was that soon we're going to go into the terrible darkness of Golus, and the Golus is something which is forever. What is forever? Not forever, Chas V'Shalom. But in other words, when the Golus stops, it's going to be a sudden stop. The Golus is not something that, you know, that dwindles and stops. The Pasuk says, good morning, everybody. Well, obviously, it's before Chanukah, so probably we'll talk about Chanukah. At least, you know, just, you know, surrounding Chanukah, Bezer Hashem. We mentioned many times, and everyone knows this, that there's two important things that we have to know about Chanukah. First of all, we know that basically the holidays, the Moadim, are Sholosh Regolim and Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Now, the word Regel, which really means, Regolim means periods, but it also means feet, it hints that the Sholosh Regolim really are the foundation of the whole issue of being Jewish. The first regel, which is Pesach, which is the Cheirus, our freedom from this attachment from Yetzahara, Avodah Zarah, Malach HaMavos, and then Shavuos, which is Matan Torah, and then Sukkos, finally, which is Avas Hashem, which is closeness to Hashem. That's the expression of the Sukkah. We build home together, Kodesh Baruch Hu, relationship, etc., etc. Now, this is the most basic issues of the whole issue of Judaism. And very practically speaking, this is not our issue, but a person who really wants to become, to get the sweetness of the Yiddishkeit and really feel Yiddishkeit should make a big issue of the Moadim, of the Yom Tovim. There are people that Yom Tovim is a time to cook and to bake and to, it's, you know, it's a change, but it's not, but really the Moadim are very, very special times, and it's very important to understand them and to study them and to know them. And to know how to utilize these wonderful times, because really they are the tzineris. Tzineris, it's a cheap translation in English, the pipes. But the word tzineris is more expressed better. Of all the kedusha that the Jewish people have in closeness to Hashem. Now, Chanukah and Purim, we make a mistake and we think that Chanukah and Purim are, well, because of a certain happening in history that the Jewish people had trouble with the Greeks, with the Ivanim, and Hashem made miracles. So you make the Chanukah to commemorate the miracle. Just like it could be la halacha that every person can make a private Purim, a private day to celebrate he and his family day that he was saved. And there are people who do that, saved from a certain dangers, etc., etc. Chas v'shalom, someone is in a terrible accident and the car was smashed and he with his children came out 100% without a touch, you'll make this and this day will be a time to get together the family and say Shiris v'Tishbachis and get stuck and to celebrate and to thank Hashem. But it's a day of commemoration, so of a private issue, of a single issue, but it's not really part of the building of the whole personality. So we make a mistake and we think the Chanukah is also like that and Purim is also like that, but it's wrong. Chanukah and Purim really are incorporated in the Moadim. And there's a very interesting remez, and this remez is not mine. If it'd be mine, it wouldn't mean anything. But the Riyak Kodesh says it, that when the Gemara says Tichlo Regel Men Hashuk, it's a remez to teach us, it's hinting us that Chanukah is a regel. And regel means it's a foundation of the whole issue of being Jewish. So when Chanukah comes, it's not just to remember the Nisim and to say Halal on the Nisim, but it's a basic issue that we have to derive the beauty of the Mo'ad and the depth of the Mo'ad, and it's mamish, it's really part of our growing and our attachment to Hashem and our whole issue of being Jewish. And the same is true as Purim. Now we're going to describe today a little bit about Chanukah and not about Purim. Purim is much, much, much more than Chanukah. Purim is, Purim is the epitome of the whole year. But let's not talk about Purim now. Now, coming back to Chanukah, we can't say Purim, Chanukah is also everything, just like you say, the brain is more than the heart, but without the heart, there's nothing there. So, coming to Chanukah, so again, the first message is that Bezer Hashem, at the end of the week, and you people should be jealous of me, because I'll be in Eretz Yisrael, I'll light the Chanukah candles in Eretz Yisrael, and you should be jealous, it's not the same ballgame. But I'll kapon him, Bezer Hashem, at the end of the week, all of us will mekayim the mitzvah of Chanukah, and you know that women are mechuyev just as much as men. And when the husband lights, or the men light, whatever it is, so we actually have the key of a mitzvah, and it's 8 wonderful days of gathering greatness and kedusha, and as I said, not only in certain particular issues, but the most basic issues of our being Jewish. Introduction number one. Introduction number two, what makes Chanukah very exclusive, and what is the specialty of Chanukah is, the fact that it's not a moed. A moed means a holiday, Mikrei Kodesh, and the most basic issue of the moedim is the Isra Malocha, that we don't do work on moedim, on Shabbos, on the moedim. Now, Malocha, just to describe, what does it mean going out to work? The Gemara says that Akum Sheshovas, if a goy makes himself a holiday, and doesn't have to be Shabbos, it could be Shabbos, it could be Sunday, it could be Friday. It could be the Christian Sunday or the Muslim Friday, or if he decides to be a Seventh Day Adventist and he has a day of rest. So the Gemara says Akum Sheshovas Chayev Misa. Really, halachically, according to the Jewish law, this person should be put to death. And the Rambam says we don't do this, even when the Jewish people were strong, they didn't do it factually. It's not like a goy who stole, etc. But it's like a goy who does something which theoretically chayav misa. And we learn it from a pasuk. The pasuk says, Yom v'layl lo yishbaisu. Hashem says, don't disturb the concept of day and night. In other words, nature. We live in a world of nature, and a person is obligated to live in the world of nature and not to destroy the world. What keeps the world rolling is work. Odom la'omo yulad. Because if you go to work, then people will have clothing and people will have food. And if people will be lazy around, then nothing can exist. So a goy has no permission ever to take a day off. Ever. Now, if he wants to take a day to go fishing, I don't know what the halacha is, but if he makes an official day of rest, the Gemara says, Akum Sheshavas Chayav Misa. Why? Because this concept is destruction of the world. The world is Odom La'omo Yulad. The world is a world of give and take. And give more important than take. And everyone has to go to the factories and go plow the fields so that everyone in the world should have what they need. The Jewish people have a lot of Mo'adim. And the concept of Mo'adim means destruction of the world. Exactly, that's what it means. Because the Jewish people have the energy to pick themselves above the world. And that's what Shabbos is. Shabbos is Me'ein Olam Haba. Shabbos really is destruction of the world. That's what Shabbos is, exactly what it means. It's a day that shovas, that nature stops. And we go into a greatness which is above nature. And the same thing, the whole concept of Moadim, Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkot, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, actually means these are days of Shabbos. The days that really the physical world stops existing, and we go into a higher spiritual world. And a higher spiritual world, for sure, there's no necessity for work. Now, these days are called Yomim Toivim. The word Toiv is a play on Vayaro Lekim Esor Ki Toiv. Days of light, days of perfection. And on these days, we really find ourselves above the mundane physical world that we find ourselves in every day. And it's a greatness that we get on Moadim, and it's a flash of lightning that we take with us for tomorrow, for the every day. But there is a problem in the Moadim. The problem in the Moadim, we make Havdalah. And when we take that cup of wine, we say, Hamavdil ben Kodesh l'chor ben Ur l'choshech, and we say goodbye, and we sing goodbye to the Shabbos Kodesh, and we go back to the Choshech. And actually, it's a transition, that you go back to Choshech. So Shabbos really, as beautiful as Shabbos is, really we don't practice on Shabbos how to confront the Choshech. And the Moed, which is exclusive to this issue, of how to confront Choshech, how to confront problems in life, all kinds of problems, whether it's problems of parnasa, problems chasav shalom of tragedy, problems of illness, problems, any kind of problem we have in our life, moments of choshech. So when Shabbos comes, we have a rule, ki l'kol malach de'asuyo. When Shabbos comes, we stop thinking about our problems. And we go back, we go higher into a world of kedusha, betochen ba'ashem. But Mitzvah Shabbos, even though we still have sparks of Shabbos, But Mitzvah Shabbos ends. And the special moed, the special day, the regel, which means this most basic concept of training of how to confront the Choshech, these are the days of Chanukah. That's the issue of Chanukah. And that's why Chanukah is a ner. The most basic mitzvah of Chanukah is the candles. Chanukah is candles and halal, but let's talk about the candles. Now, what does candles mean? Candles means to confront the choshech. There's a difference between the concept of a candle and the concept of light. Light usually refers to daylight. Daylight means that there is no darkness. When day comes, night isn't there. It's day, it's not night. When you light a candle, you don't turn the night into day. You put light within the night. You confront the darkness. And you find a way how to, within the darkness, how to find light. And that's what Chanukah is for. And Chanukah is the special moed, the special moed, that Hashem gave us. And that's why it was not originally the Torah. Because originally the Torah was given to us to go into Eretz Israel, and to have a Beis HaMikdash, and we should not need to confront the real darkness called Golus. But in the middle of the second Beis HaMikdash, When the situation was that soon we're going to go into the terrible darkness of Golus, and the Golus is something which is forever. What is forever? Not forever, Chas v'Shalom. But in other words, when the Golus stops, it's going to be a sudden stop. The Golus is not something that, you know, that dwindles and stops. The pasuk says, "V'choshech al pnei sohoim, ma tohoim eino cheker." We don't know when the Golus is going to stop. Pisam yovei beheicholoi, but we are in an infinite. It's hard to say the world, eternal darkness. And the depth of the darkness is so deep, and Hashem gave us a special moed of Chanukah, which is a training of how to illuminate within the darkness and to try to get through with that candle called Chanukah. And that's why the Rambam says, Mitzvah ner Chanukah chaviv hi ad ma'od. It's a very, very special mitzvah, and a very precious mitzvah, and it's a very dear mitzvah, it's a very delicious mitzvah. Because when you see light, you don't really appreciate the beauty of light. But when you light within the darkness, you see how precious that candle is. So this is the second introduction, that Chanukah really is a very special message to teach us in very, very simple language how to face darkness, how to face tzuras, how to face illness, how to face everything which is so so relevant to us in our lives. We have so much, there is so much choshech all around us, and Chanukah is a special moed to teach us how to go through with this darkness. Now, third introduction. One of the very important messages of Chanukah is that it's not easy. In other words, historically speaking, the Hashmonaim, when they went and they conquered and they had the Nitzochin, the victory over the Yevonim, over the Greeks, it wasn't like the Jewish people who had a victory over Mitzrayim, or how Yeshua ben Nun had a victory over the Sheva Umos. It was a completely different story. It was a Melchama, it was a terrible Melchama, it was a hard war, and there were people fell, and there were sacrifices, as you know, historically. It's a war, and it was a miracle how Hashem saved them. But the whole concept of Melchama, they went out against the odds. I think we mentioned this many times over here. The Rashi says there were 13 people against millions. In other words, it was a war of Mesiris Nefesh, and it was a hard war. And the same is true, as we are discussing now, that really to be able to go to cope with problems of the Choshech of Golos is not easy. It's not like a Shabbos, that the Shabbos comes in and everything evaporates, all the problems evaporate, and you go into a world of Kedusha and you forget everything. It's not that you forget, it's you pick yourself above it. But if you want to fight it face to face, it's not going to be easy. And this is the three introductions that I wanted to give you, and I'm going to come to the issue where I think is extremely important to explain what Chanukah is. Now, let me mention to you a medrash, which is extremely relevant to us, in my opinion. The pasuk says, "Kumi oiri, kivo oirich, ukvod Hashem alayach zorach. Kivo oirich, your light has arrived. Ukvod Hashem alayach zorach. And the beauty of Hashem will shine upon you." So Chazal say, mashal of a person who's going in a dark, whatever it was, a dark forest or a dark desert, whatever it is, you know, in a darkness, and he hidlik panas, and he lit a torch. In Hebrew they say panas. The word panas is not a modern Hebrew word, it's the Midrash. Panas means in modern Hebrew it's a flashlight, but it means a torch. He lit a torch, v'ovar, v'chover, and a wind came and put it out. And he lit another torch, and the wind came and put it out. And he says, Omar, he says, I'm not going to light any more torches. I'm going to wait for Or HaBoker. I'll wait till the sun comes up. I'll wait till the morning. The same thing Chazal say, and it's two different Chazals, that the Chazal and Yalkut of this pasuk says, Moshe hidlik lanu menorah. Moshe Rabbeinu in the Mishkan made it for us a menorah. V'ovar. Hidlik lanu menorah. He kindled for us a menorah. V'ovar, and it was, you know, it just passed over. The menorah of Moshe is not with us anymore. And then it says, Shloima hidlik menorah. And Shloima HaMelech made the Beis HaMikdash a menorah. Really, it was 10 menorahs, whatever it was. V'ovar. In other words, we had salvation from the great of the Jewish people. Moshe Rabbeinu, Shloima HaMelech as an example. And the Jewish people says, no, Moshe Rabbeinu, it's hard to say the word, Moshe Rabbeinu, you know, it was wonderful, but that's, you know, it's not infinite. Shlomo Melech hidlik the menorah. We don't want any more. I can't say the word mediocre solutions. The word is a bad word. We're waiting for Kvod Hashem alayach zorach. We're waiting for Hashem, for the Mashiach. Now there's another medrash that also says the same message, and the medrash says. The Medrash says, when we went into Golos, the same Moshe son was going in the darkness, and he lit a torch. We went to the Golos, Hashem gave us, in the middle of the Golos, a light, which was Ezra HaSeifer. He gathered the Jewish people, rebuilt it to the Beis HaMikdash, but that didn't remain with us. And then Hashem gave us the Chashmonaim, it was a wonderful salvation for many tens of years, and they had a Melucha, and they reigned over Eretz Yisrael, but also nothing remained from them. And then we had Beis Rebbe, the dynasty of Hillel to Rabbeinu HaKodesh, the Nisius, and also they were in Rome, and they didn't remain. And we said, no, we're not gonna, we don't want any more. We don't want any more partial solutions. We're waiting for Hashem alayv zarach. Now, I'm going to pose a very important question. Terrible, terrible question. What does this mean? Why am I saying it's terrible? Because it's extremely important for us to understand. Moshe Rabbeinu's beauty. The Menorah Moshe Rabbeinu, that's not Hashem. What's Menorah Moshe Rabbeinu? Torah. So Moshe Rabbeinu made for us a Menorah. What was that? It was attachment to Hashem. What is Moshe Rabbeinu? Moshe Rabbeinu's not in the picture. So there was a certain appreciation called Moshe Rabbeinu's Menorah, which is Torah HaKadosha. But the greatness, the beauty of Torah, we lost. And then Shlomo HaMelech, again, Torah, Mishli Shir Ashirim, Kehelis, waiting for Hashem. What is it waiting for Hashem? What's going to happen when Mashiach comes? So you might say to me, all right, wait and see. Wait and see. You don't know. And other measures also, you have Ezra HaSofer. What was Ezra HaSofer? It was not attachment to Hashem. And what was Chashmonoim? And what was Rabbeinu HaKodesh, Mishnayis? What are we waiting for? Which is not included in Moshe Rabbeinu, Shlomo HaMelech, in Ezra HaSofer. What are we waiting for? So you'll say to me, well, it's something which you can't imagine. How would you know? You're asking something which, like a blind person saying, you know, what are you waiting for? Of course, if you don't know what true light is, what the real beauty is, what it means, Kohen Hashem. But I want to tell you something which is important to understand. We live in a generation which most Gedolei Yisrael believe, and the Chofetz Chaim said it many times, our generation is called, in the language of Chazal, Ikvus de Mashiach, the heel of the Mashiach. What does that mean, Ikvus de Mashiach? It just says the heel of the Golos. The heel means the end. We're living in the end of the Golos, not the end of the Mashiach. But there's a rule that every transition of time that continues and that rotates is like a chain. How does a chain work? A chain works that you have the links that each one penetrates within the other. If one stops, one begins, it's not a chain. Everyone understand what I'm saying? Now, the continuation of time is like a chain. Let me bring you an example. You have a 10-year-old little boy, and he becomes 11, and he's outgrowing his pants. You know, you see his socks. And there's a grosser bucher, and he's learning Gemara, and he's playing party with his little sister. And you say, Maishi, that's not for you, and it bothers you. A grosser bucher, he's 10 years old, he's 11 years old, learning Gemara. And the Rebbe says he understands Taisus. And he's playing with his little sister. But you know what? Because that's how Hashem works. The godless penetrates to the katnus. And the katnus goes into the godless. He doesn't stop being a baby and becomes one day a big boy. He's still a baby and he's a big boy. So you see him as a big boy as a baby. You see him as a baby as a big boy. Anybody understand what I said now? Have any experience with that? My sister's nodding. The same was with us. When you have a transition from different times, it doesn't stop and then begin. As an example, you know that there was Tanoim and Amoraim. Ilski Yeshiva boy, you'll tell him, what was Rav? Rav was the first Amora. What was Shmuel? Rabbi Yochanan? Tanoim Amoraim. I'll say, well, they're Amoraim. And the Gemara says, Rav Tanu Hupalik. He was an Amora and penetrated within the Tanoim. And you have Tanoim, who are Tanoim like Reb Chiya, and penetrate within the Amoraim. And the same thing, you have the Rishonim. You have the Rishonim finish, and the Vilna Goyen penetrated. So, what I'm trying to bring out is that the nature is that different times doesn't stop and begin, it penetrates within each other. The Golos of the Mashiach will not be, one day the Golos is over, and here's the Mashiach. The tzaras of Golos will penetrate into the Mashiach. As an example, when Mashiach comes, after Mashiach arrives, there will be the Melchemes Goy Gomogoy. And the Pasuk says, Yichyatzvu malchi eretz, ul'u'un leistu yachtav, al Hashem v'al Mashiachoi. All the nations will gather against Mashiach. Which means the real Mashiach will be there, he'll gather the Jewish people, and will know that he's the real Mashiach, and still the tzaras of the Golos will continue. And the same is the opposite. Before the Golos will be over, the light of Mashiach will penetrate in the Golos. And this is something which we enjoy this very day. Today, we're in a terrible dark Golos. We see Eretz Mashiach. Where do we see Eretz Mashiach? How would I know? How could I tell you? But if you want to know my own taste, I would tell you what I think. I don't know what I think. As an example, the phenomenon of Bali Tshuva. You have the phenomenon of Bali Tshuva, you have people who are, who the depths of Tahoim, of, how should I say it, that sub-humanity that they reached, professional movie stars, Shem should save us, they become real Tamidei Chachamim. And the cloud explosion of Torah all over the world. You see, today, I was in Gibraltar just 2 weeks ago. I saw a little boy. Do you know where Gibraltar is? The tip of Spain. It's an English colony. You think there's Jews there? All over there's Jews. I saw a little boy who knew 2,500 Mishnayos by heart. The truth is, he's an Israeli. I mean, he was born in Israel, but his father's living there for years. 2,500 Mishnayos by heart, a little boy in Gibraltar. Doesn't have a yeshiva. See, there's three boys sitting learning all day. This is with the Rebbe, without a Rebbe. 12 and 14, 2 of them 41 is 12. And this boy knows 2,500 Mishnayos. The tip of Spain, could you imagine? Afun's gezugt. Alevayev Borepak and Afun of Bnei Brak gezugt. It's Eretz HaMashiach. It's Eretz HaMashiach. I can describe it. And it's no contradiction to the Choshech. To the Choshech. Terrible, terrible Choshech. So today, we already, we see, that's why I just want to put the word Ikvus of the Mashiach, because the end of the goal is at the beginning of the Mashiach. And it's important for us to know this, that we're living in a terrible time and a wonderful time. Coming back to the issue, if Chazal tell us that the Jewish people say, well, Menorah Shel Moshe was wonderful, but, you know, it's not infinite, it's finite, whatever it means. I can't say the words. And the Menorah Shel Shlomo, and Ezra Sefer, and the Hashmonaim, and Rabbein HaKadosh, we're waiting for Kvod Hashem, we're waiting for Hashem's beauty, B'Chvodei U'Ba'atzmai. Now, if that's what's going to happen when Mashiach comes, so I claim we could taste it today. So here, I'm asking you a valid question. What does it refer to? That's the question I'm asking. Because if it would mean when Mashiach comes, you could say, wait and see. Be'ezer Hashem, if you be a good boy, you'll see it. By the way, you people know that people who die, we know that that the Tchias HaMesim, we know that all the world will get it for Tchias HaMesim. The basic Tchias HaMesim will be after Mashiach. In other words, Mashiach is part of our world. And after Mashiach will be Tchias HaMesim in preparation for Olam Haba. But there will be a minor Tchias HaMesim for all the people through the generations that waited for Mashiach, hope for Mashiach. Our grandparents, our parents, that are Gan Eden, that hope for Mashiach, waited to Mashiach. Those people will get up and see the Mashiach. They're going to be when Mashiach comes. Even if not the major Tchias HaMesim. And the Gemara said, the Ovis will be there. The Gemara says, Asher Yish Ben Ish Bashal Lava Seth Osis Lehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised the Ovis, you're going to inherit Eretz Yisrael. And the Gemara says, this is the Tchias HaMesim of Mashiach. And the Ritva says, refers to all the generations, that a Jew who's Tzipis of the Yeshua was waiting for the Gula, like a tzaddik like the Chofetz Chaim, like all the tzaddikim, that they say they prepare themselves and waiting and hoping. And what happened then? They died. What happened to all the hopes? Gurnished. No. Chas v'sholem. When Mashiach is to come, they're going to be there. And this is not the major Tchias HaMesim. We're talking about that everyone is going to get up. This will be after the Mashiach in preparation for Olam Haba, for a different world. So again, coming back to my issue, you could say to me, well, if you want to know what the Orish Mashiach is, you wait and see. And if you're not going to see it in your life, so if you hope for it, you'll get it, you'll see it. Some say no. Because if we are in the generation of Ikvus of the Mashiach, so we see some kind of a shine of that or which is called Kvod Hashem, Olayach Zorach. And this message is hinted in the Gemara. Very famous, the Gemara says, when the Gemara talks about the Ikkus of the Mashiach, about all the tzaras that are going to be in the other generations, the Gemara says the Ikkus of the Mashiach will be a terrible thing to see. Hayoku Yammer, everything will be expensive. And you know what that means. It doesn't mean that it's expensive. I mean everything will be just blown up. That's what it means. Everything will be blown up. Not real. And the Chutzpah Yazge, and all the curses, and it keeps on over and over again. Al Milan Uli Yishoyin Al Avinu Sheba Shamayim. Al Milan Uli Yishoyin Al Avinu Sheba Shamayim, the famous Gemara in the Masechta Sota. And the Gemara is hinting that the time when there was a Chofetz Chaim, said there was a Chofetz Chaim, there was someone who you could come attached to, you could connect to Hashem. When there was the great tzaddikim, the Abadish Marov, the great tzaddikim, and today we also have Baruch Hashem, we have our tzaddikim of every generation. But the time will come that there will be, but Hashem will be available. And there will be a special possibility of closeness to Hashem in this Bechina of a Kvod Hashem Alayach Zorach, which will have a plus of a Kavayach of Menorah Shel Moshe and Menorah Shel Shlomo and Ezra and the Chashmonoim. And this will be the Ikkus of the Mashiach. In the end, when we're approaching the Mashiach, which refers to our time. And here I am talking almost for half an hour, a little more than half an hour, more introductions, and the question is, what does this refer to? What does this mean? Now, if I'd be a mensch, I'd stop here. You know the famous story, they say that there was once a milchaker, you know, delivers milk. So one of the people got up in the morning, he sees a half bottle of milk, half bottle of water. He calls the milchaker, what's this? He says, what do you mean? I have to mix it for you. Mix it yourself. You know, I gave you the ideas, and I gave you, you know, so go on, mix it yourself. I have to finish up the drasha. I don't know if I gave you the milk or gave you the water. Look, why am I making such an act? Because what I mean to say is that the introductions are very basic. What I'm going to continue is already my translation of the issues. So, you know, you can take it, you accept it, there's plenty of room in the garbage pail for Joshua's which you don't like. Or you could take part of it. But I'm just trying to tell you the Medrash and give you the message. And this is the real, this for sure is the message of Hanukkah. Because this says in all the Sfarim HaKadoshim that Hanukkah is the Erush HaMashiach. That light within the darkness that's going to illumine, that's going to bring the Mashiach, that's the Hanukkah. And we witness of it. We witness that even though the Chashmonaim aren't with us today, but that light is lighting. Beis Hashem, Thursday night, you'll see it. You'll see it. It's lighting. It's 2,000 years already, and it's lighting, and it'll be till Mashiach comes.
you see it, it's lighting, it's 2,000 years already, and it's lighting, and it'll be till Mashiach comes. We'll witness. Many times we thought that it's going to be extinguished, but Baruch Hashem, it's there. It's there. Going to, what do we call it? Going to 13th Avenue. You'll see how many. They'll sell you menorah for $13,000. What? We don't want to be lavish. You know, we're modest. I'm talking about modest people, not talking about, you know. Let's come back and let's continue. So the introduction was introduction. And that was the introduction. Introduction to Hanukkah is a fight, and Hanukkah is the fight to Choshech. And Hanukkah is basic. And Hanukkah is this a special message for Hanukkah. And the second introduction was that there is this special or which is called Erush HaMashiach. And for some reason, Kavayochel, we didn't have a Mishra Rabbeinu. We didn't have it by Shlomo Melech. We didn't have it with Ezra Seif. We didn't have it with Rabbeinu HaKadosh and Chashmonoyim. It's something exclusive to Mashiach. And I'm trying to claim that the shine has to start today. Because we are the people that have to bring the Mashiach. We have to, because it's a chain, as we said, and we have to connect. Now, let me try to tell you what I think is what's happening over here. There's a very famous expression in Chazal that Chazal say, very famous expression. Chazal say, Kol Hashirim Kodesh, V'Shir Hashirim Kodesh Kodoshim. Famous words in Chazal. Now, the word Kol Hashirim, all the songs, refer to the 10 songs that were said, which from beginning to the end. Chazal tells there were 10 songs. And I'll tell you some of them. The first one is Mizmeh Shiliyam HaShavas, was written by Odom HaRishon. And the second one is Oz Yashir, was written by Moshe Rabbeinu and the Jewish people. The third one is Oz Yashir Yisrael. Then you have the Shiras Chan and the Shiras Dvorah and the Shiras David. And finally, the last one will be when Mashiach comes. And one of the 10 shiras is Shir HaShirim. So Chazal say, Kol HaShirim Kodesh, V'Shir HaShirim Kodesh Kodoshim. I want to tell you something. Now, I have to be careful what I'm saying now. What I'm going to tell you now is something which is purely my own. Why am I saying this? Not that I'm going to say something very beautiful, and that you appreciate that Mrs. Gottlieb brought such a wonderful lecture this morning. That's not what I'm trying to tell you. It's purely my own means that I didn't see it any place, and I wonder if it's true. It's something which is extremely revolutionary. It's something which, you know, if you say it, say that I said it, it's not a medrash. The whole Torah, the mitzvah of writing a Torah, the mitzvah of writing Torah, anybody know what the pasuk is? The pasuk is, Va'ata kisfu lechem es hashira hazeth. This refers to Shiras Hazinu and refers to the Torah. The Torah as a whole is called a Shira. And I want to say, I want to believe, that when the Chazal say Kol HaShirim Kodesh, refers to the whole Torah. And the Shira Shirim is Kodesh Kodoshim. Now, what does it mean Kodesh Kodoshim? Kodesh Kodoshim means it's the Nekudah HaPnimis. It's the Pintele, it's the Dat. What's most important, where you have to arrive. And I'm going to ask you a question. I'm going to ask you a question. I'm going to pose it in a very, very clear way. We, Baruch Hashem, are all busy with chinuch, with training ourselves, our children, our grandchildren. Mostly our children, even less of ourselves. But we're all busy, Baruch Hashem, we're all busy working, advancing, growing. And we know we make certain decisions. We make many decisions in our life. If there is a decision, let's say you have a book. My child should read the book, should read the book. Should I read the book, should I not read the book? Etc., etc. We make thousands of decisions to send to this school, to that school, to the other school. The pasuk says, Leizu ha-derech v'leizu ha-ir. In other words, there's two things. There's derech and there's ear. There's a path, there's the road, and there is the end we have to arrive. Destination. Let's say I live in Yerushalayim, I'm going to Tveria. So there's two issues. One issue is, where do I have to arrive? The second issue is, how do I get there? We are all very busy with the derech. We know the derech haTorah. We know the derech haTorah. We're familiar with derech haTorah. We make a lot of decisions of what derech haTorah is. Is this the derech haTorah, or am I pushing aside from derech haTorah? We know the derech, but let's ask a question: what's the ear? And it's important to know what the ear is, because if you don't know the ear, you don't know the derech. If you don't know where you arrive to, you don't know how to get there. If you think you want to arrive in Tel Aviv, and you don't want to arrive, you don't have to arrive in Tveria, you'll never get the right derech. Very simple question. When my yingalil, as a mashal, right? My yingalil is 3 years old. And he makes an upsharing. And I say, oh, Baruch Hashem, he arrived in a small way to where I want him to arrive. No, this is only, this is only a tachanat, a station for continuing. But what does this pimple knuckle know? He makes a chumash party. Oh, Baruch Hashem, very chumash. Can I say he arrived? No. You want to be a Talmud Chacham. He knows the Gemara. He knows Shas, becomes a Rav. Can I say he arrived? No, it's not enough. It's never enough. Let's talk about our daughters. Is there any anakuda, a point in life, a point in growth, that I could say to myself, if I see it, I say, what are my children? If I would be able to record what are my children, that at this point I could say to myself, Mazel Tov. There's a expression, I don't want to say this expression, but I just quote it. The Yankee Vina says, Amusa Hapama, I could die now in peace. Ro'is is Panech. I saw the completion of the Jewish people. Yosef is back, 12 Shvatim, and Yosef is a tzaddik. All my children are tzaddikim. I can, Batishak Liyam Achre. So there's a point, maybe there is a such point. Is there a point that really we are trying, everything we do is to get to a certain point? Is there such a point? What is this point? I believe there's such a point. And I believe that this is the message they're telling us. They're talking about the world, generations. There was a Moshe Rabbeinu, and there was a Shlomo HaMelech, and there was an Ezra Sefer, and there was a Rabbeinu Akiva, there was a Chashmonaim. But that's not it. That's not it. I was waiting for something called Kvod Hashem Olayach Zorach. So let me try to define, what is it? What is it we're talking about? And I'll tell you what I think it is. I mean, I'm stretching it out for 3/4 of an hour. Very, very simple. Very, very simple. Now, I don't know if you know, I was invited for in the Gula convention. I spoke to him at Say Shabbos. And this is not irrelevant. Why was I invited? I wasn't invited as my name is. Pinkers, that's not what they divided. They wanted to have a certain kind of a shlichus for Israel. They wouldn't look for me. And just, you know, because it was a great honor. And one of the things I said there was as follows. I said that there is, in our modern world, there is such a gap between what you do and what you are. Just like in the Goyish world, where people build the technology, it's unbelievable. But what are these people? The subhuman is not a word. And what are you? It's a whole different issue. And the same as in Yiddishkeit. We know what we do. We know what we built. We Baruch Hashem built Yiddish families, and we Baruch Hashem we daven, and we learned everything. What are you? What are you? Define your real personality. And I claimed, and I said in the name of the Chavos Lvovis, but I was careful to say this. I was not saying the Chavos Lvovis. It's my translation of the Chavos Lvovis. And I was lucky, there was a few thousand people, and no one asked me, you know, what does it say the Chavos Lvovis? You know, because I would have been challenged, I would have been in trouble. And I claim the name of the Chavos Lvovis, that the real definition of what you are is how you damage Manasseh. That's the real definition of what you are. How you damage Manasseh. And Shmanasseh, I mean Shmanasseh. And let me explain to you why. What does it mean to daven Shmoneh Esrei? Shmoneh Esrei is a moment that a person, first let us define what Shmoneh Esrei is. A person becomes disattached from the world. We live in a world of turmoil. especially modern world. The modern world doesn't let you think. Doesn't you face reality? We listen to a radio, right? Most of the things on the radio, even the news, let's say, is 10% true. I mean, we want to be down the kapschus. But all of our children, ourselves, we listen to all kinds of programs. Officially, it's dinyan, right? You watch a television program, you see someone beating up somebody. It never happened. Just check it. Dinyan. We live in a world of dinyan. A world of dinyan. We read books, we read magazines. We live in a world of dinyan. But there is such a thing. Now, years back, people lived most of their lives in reality. In reality. When our children read books, whatever the book is, they're living, they're going out into the beautiful, delicious world of bliss of imagination. Right? Imagination. And here, you see all kinds of characters doing such gallant, wonderful things and enjoying such beautiful adventures. And all those, you put them into your suit. But reality. So this world is real. Here we're sitting here this morning. Yeah, I hope it's real. I hope I'm not dreaming. You're not going to get up and wear. Wow. Wow. I was telling my wife, Mrs. Gottlieb, wow, she can catch me into a dream. Well, I hope it's real. It's real. But that's not what's really real. Reality is Hashem. Reality is Hashem, very simply speaking, because He is real. He is real. He is there. You know why He's there? Well, a lot of reasons why He's there. First of all, we need Him there. We want Him to be there. But that's not the real reason why He's there. You know why He's there? Because He just happens to be there. He was always there, always be there. He just happens to be there. You can call it by chance. You can call it whatever you want. He's there because He's there. He's the creator because He just happens to be the creator. Just like I'm here today, you understand? So even if you wanted me to be here, you don't want me to be here, you can walk out, but I'm going to be here at this moment, whatever it is. Hashem is there, and He's real. And He is the creator of existence. And He, Hashem, is really the real expression of reality. When you die in Shemoneh Esrei, the definition of Shemoneh Esrei is to disattach yourself from a world of turmoil and to become attached to what is really real. And as much as you're attached to Hashem, what is really real, that's what you are. That's what you really are. Now, when we close our eyes, and Hashem gave us such wonderful halachas and Shulchan Aruch, we tie our feet together because we're busy, we're running, we close our eyes because we're interested. And what we're supposed to do is control our minds. And we're not able to connect. We're not able to connect. To say, Baruch Ato. Simply connect when you talk to your friends, you talk to family. Simply connect with the reality of Hashem. And say, you, because you know that He's listening and He's there and He's real. It's because we're not real. Because we're missing reality, we're missing existence. And as much as we're able to connect to the reality of Hashem, and to simply talk to Him, and have a dialogue with Him, and ask Him, and beg Him, and cry to Him, and smile at Him, and feel His smile back, that's what we really are. That's the only definition of the reality of our personalities. And I think that is a definition, what's called Kvod Hashem Alayach Zorach. The personal connection to Hashem. Now, the book that was describing this is Shir HaShirim. Because a person who has personal connection, the strongest expression of personal connection is love and family. It's the strongest affection of personal connection. And that's what Shir HaShirim is. Shir HaShirim is telling you that even though Hashem is tzitzis and tefillin and mezuzah and raising a family and everything, that's the kodesh. That's the kodesh. But the kodesh hakadoshim, the nekuda primus, is able to say, achasi yoynosi tamosi. Let me tell you a little bit about the Chashmonaim. Where did the Hashmonaim get their energy from? Where did the Hashmonaim get their energies from? We know such thing is called bitochen. We all talk about bitochen. What is bitochen? You have here 13 people and going out war against millions. So, it's very simple. It's very simple. If it's real, it's no problem. It's real, it's no problem. And let me say the word that I'm trying to get since I'm here almost an hour. Listen to the word. When we have a Shabbos Kodesh, we have a Pesach and a Shavuos and a Sukkos, we have no problem with Yiddishkeit. We have enough problems with what it is. When we follow, when we face problems in life, we face moments of darkness. Sometimes it's pain. Sometimes it's a basura, which is how should I say it? You hear something. Sometimes it's someone very close to us. Sometimes ourselves. And all of a sudden, you see in front of you a darkness. There's only one issue that's problematic in that darkness. We have no problem of saying, Bezer Hashem, Bezer Hashem, all these Hashems, we have no problem. The problem is how real it is. That is the moment of Mivchan, the test of how real our attachment is to Hashem. At those moments. Because when it's burning inside, all imaginations just fly away. We can imagine ourselves as big tzaddik and big tzaddik. And sometimes we comfort others, we say, well, you know, we say to ourselves, ah, if I'd be in her place, I'd really know how to be tzaddik. Everything is beautiful when it's not real. But the moment it's real, the only thing that you could do with it is to fight is when it's really real. And that's what we fought. That's what we fought. Now, the Ness of Hanukkah is to teach us. I'm saying such funny words, that Hashem is real. And what you could build, what you could confront. How in the world you have 13 young, weak people jumping into such a thing? And the mashal that I say is, you know, you have a mother or a father. Hashem should save us from such a story. Doesn't know how to swim. You don't know how to swim. But let's say you're going in a boat and a little child falls. Your own child, your precious Ben Yochid, falls into the water. You jump after him, and then you decide to learn how to swim. And sometimes you make it, sometimes you don't make it. But that's not the issue. Because those hergeshim, those feelings, that relationship is so real. All of a sudden, you face reality. That there's something you really love, and there's something which is real in your life, and there's no end. There's no gvul. What you're able to fight and to accomplish, if it's real. But if it's words, if it's theory, if it's study, how to say it, if it's Menorah Shemayshe, if it's teachings, beautiful teachings. But that moment of darkness, everything just falls away. Everything you learned and everything you studied and everything you preached, everything you taught others. And the only thing remains is what's really real. And that reality is called Oyresh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The simple reality that there is an Hashem, and that He sees us, and He knows us, and He loves us, and He cares, and He's interested, and you can communicate with Him, you can talk to Him, and He listens, and He answers, and He's chikoy machtat v'kula machmadim. And that's what it means, Kvod Hashem. Kvod Hashem means the personal, simple connection to a real Hashem. Just like you have two people who communicate. I could know this person a million different ways. Let's say he built things. And then all of a sudden, you know, you say Shalom Aleichem, and there's a personal connection. I was discussing somebody. Many times in life you see people, great people, who build great things in the Jewish people.
And I don't know if you have experience with it. I hope no one should have experience with it. Have someone come and build great things. And all of a sudden, a machlekes comes up. A machlekes comes up with some kind of a petty issue. And you don't recognize him. And because of midas, because of machlekes, 20 years of building Torah, he could destroy Torah. And he could do terrible things because of petty things. I was once witness to such a case. It happens to us many times. And a friend of mine says to me, we're talking about a certain person, he says to me, wow, he says, if that happened to that great person, where am I? Who says that can happen to me? So all of a sudden I'll confront some kind of a situation, and Shalom Aleichem, you know, in Hebrew they say, Hayela Deinenu, the child, you know, he just flew away. So I just want to quote myself and quote this gentleman. I said to myself, you should know that's a big problem. There's no way that we keep assuring ourselves. The only way is that whenever we make a decision, whatever we do, we have to say to Hashem, Hashem, what do you say? She says, you're right, he says. We always have to think, what does Hashem say? I said, not what I said. You didn't hear my words. You're saying the exact opposite. You're saying, we have to say to ourselves, what does Hashem say? That means I have to imagine what Hashem says. I can say Hashem wants anything. That's not what I say, what Hashem says. What do you say? To talk to Hashem in person. What do you say? Not that I should decide what does Hashem want. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Of course I can know what Hashem wants. Hashem wants what I want plus. Talk to Hashem and says, please Hashem, what do you really want? And please find ways how to answer me. And watch me that I shouldn't go away from the Derech HaEmes. We live in a world. The world we live in is like... I was once in the airport. I don't know why I'm saying this silly mushroom. You cross for 13th Avenue, you know, there's traffic. But I was once in the airport. I think it was a parkway over there in New York City. I was trying to cross. See, wait 5 minutes, and this, you know, 2 minutes, 3 minutes, the cars just didn't stop. They just had to go in perpetually. I thought I'd have to wait till 1 o'clock in the morning. And it was a mistake. 1 o'clock is the same thing happened. Sometimes you have a kvish that you cannot make it, and you have to cross it. The only way you can cross a street is to find an adult, like we teach our grandchildren, and say, could you cross? Can't smach cross? It's the only way. To give Hashem a hand and say, Hashem, can't smach cross? Because if you're not going to do that, you're going to be slammed up. There's no way. And that's Ikvah Siddur Mashiach. Al milon ol hishoyin, al avinu shem b'shamayim. Al milon ol hishoyin, avinu shem b'shamayim. It's hard for me to say this word. There's no tzaddik today that we can come close with such contact that we could become his Talmud. That of course we could have ideas, we could become better, we could become greater. But if we don't find that personal connection, that person, that Ner Chanukah, that light, that Ner Hashem Nishmas Odom, that neshama of reality, and that's the mashal of light. Light is reality. That's what light means. What does Choshech mean? Choshech means imagination. You know it exists, but you're not sure. Is it this? Is it that? What is light? Light means reality. And Hanukkah tells us that within the darkness you can light a candle. And what is that candle? That candle is Ohr Hashem Mashiach. That candle is Kvod Hashem. A personal connection to a real HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's not easy. On the other hand, the moment a person gets this connection and gets used to using it and always talking to Hashem, then he's in Hashem's embrace and he'll go through the world like a breeze. And I want to say something which is I don't know how important it is, but it's also a point of truth. I just want you to know, as a point of truth, as a point of information, you should know that this description that I'm giving now, this simple description, is for all Jews, but is especially relevant for women. In Pasuk, there's an expression of this. The expression is,
It says in Pasuk that Eliyahu HaNavi was waiting for the prophecy, waiting to talk to Hashem. And there was Kippis Malachim. There was angels. There were the Merkava, the chariot, introducing Hashem. And he saw three Kippis Malachim. First one was called Ruach. Ruach Godol Lefari Korim. Was breaking the mountains. Loi B'Ruach Hashem. And then he saw Eish. Excuse me. Then he saw Rash. Rash means a turmoil. Lo B'Rash Hashem. And then he saw Eish, Loi B'Eish Hashem. And then came Kril D'Momo Dako. Kril D'Momo, the translation called D'Momo is the voice of a silence. He heard a silence. And that was the expression of Hashem. Now, you can trust me what I'm saying now. According to the early Sfarim, the Ruach and the Rash and the Eish refers to the men. And I think you know as well as I do that all the men does is Ruach and Rash and Eish. That's what they do all their lives. A lot of Ruach, a lot of Rash, a lot of Eish. And I'm not trying to belittle it. It's a lot of Ruach and Rash and Eish and holiness. But the Demoma Daka, that silence, that reality, that connection, that's the Eish's Chalat Teres Baila. That's the connection. And this is something which is very, very special for women. And that's what Chazal tells us, in my opinion, that the Gula will come from the women. Because that connection is their business. The preparation of the Gula will come from the men. Because they're the one who learns, you understand, the little boy is the one who learns 2,000 Mishnayos. And I ask you a question, and this is my answer. If I were able to know, and I'm not able to know, on one of my children, or even on myself, but if I were able to know that they reached this gishmak, a sweetness of this kind of connection, of a simple Shemin Esrei, of a Demon Madaka, of a voice of silence and pure privacy, of a connection to Hashem, that's a Mazel Tov. Now I know that my child is really Jewish. And I have to be careful when I'm saying that, because someone might say my name is Pinkus, and Pinkus came to the gate of Gersh and Shalheves, and he said what all the friars say, you have to be a Jew in the heart. That's not what I'm saying. Because you cannot be what you are if you don't do. And that's the beautiful pasuk. First came a Ruach, first came a Rash, first came a Esh, all the mitzvahs, all the Torah. Mashiach couldn't come without Moshe Rabbeinu. You need a Moshe Rabbeinu, you need a Shlomo HaMelech, you need all Torah, you need everything we do. To build Torah, to learn Torah, and send our children to Cheder, and send our children to B'Sankif, and to study the Chumash and the Ramban, and everything. And all the mitzvahs. But where's the tachlis? The tachlis is that moment of reality and that moment of connection. That moment of relationship, that Demoma Daka. And it's a very special message of Hanukkah. Because that's what Hanukkah was. Hanukkah was 13 people who did the impossible. Why? Because Bitochen and Hashem was real. It was real. It was real. And here you had millions of Yevonim. And they said, we believe in God, and everything is beautiful, but it was real. It was real. And they went out and they did it. And they were not seich. And this is the message that we have this very day. And it's a light within the darkness. And this light tells us that if you have this little candle, any darkness in the world will be able to get through it. Now, I finished here for my drasha, and here comes the second half. I'm just joking. I'm going to let you people go home. But you should know that a relationship has certain rules. Relationships have certain rules. Because a relationship needs privacy. You understand? If you want this relationship, you want this Nekuda, you can't go out, you understand? You can't, you can't say, I'll read everything, I'll listen to everything, I'll open up like my radio and I go out to... If it's a relationship, it has to be privacy, it has to be the moment back, it has to be really a moment of privacy. And our whole life has to turn into a life. Which becomes a life of privacy, and that is the way to make through this golus, and that's what Chanukah is. Chanukah is the middle of the choshech, 8 days, like a kuch, like a bubble, of pureness with Hashem, of saying hallel. It's not enough that we talk to Hashem. We also need hallel. What does hallel mean? Hallel means that this is what I enjoy in life. This is what I love. I love a Shemin Esrei. It's a wonderful moment for me. Not that it's a moment of solving problems. This is life. That's what Hallel is. That's not easy. As I said, it's a fight. But we have a wonderful Siyata D'Shmaya, especially these days. May Hashem help us. We should be zeichet to everything good. And very soon, see the Ereshav Mashiach.
lecture that you just heard is dedicated to the memory of Rav Shimshon David ben Rav Chaim Avram Pinkus Zatzal, his wife Chaim Mendel Aleiha Shalom, and his daughter Miriam Aleiha Shalom, who were together tragically taken from us in a fatal car accident on Yud Beis Nissan Tov Shin Samach Aleph. Rabbi Shimshon Pinkus Zatzal was one of the founders of Shel Heves. He shared his Torah wisdom with us for 16 years and participated in close to 100 Shel Heves weekend seminars and in many, many more lectures. His potent messages passed on to his listeners his strong and serving bond to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his enthusiasm in Kiyum and Kedushas HaMitzvahs and Kedushas HaZmanim. His words brought individuals close with the Ribbono Shel Olam, and his pure Torah Hashkafa, so beautifully presented, instilled Yiddish character and true Torah values into Jewish homes that will be sensed and still in generations to come. We are grateful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the schutz of having recorded all his lectures to share with Kal Yisrael. His words will live on and continue to inspire us and bring us closer to Hashem by serving Him better. It is our fervent tefillah that any steps of growth acquired from this lecture to be a schutz for his Aliyus Neshama, Harav Shimshon David ben Harav Chaim Avram Zatzal, and for the Aliyus Neshama of his wife,